Hello, this is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, and family. We want to encourage you to email us and let us know if this podcast has helped you. Or maybe you have joined us live at one of our seminars. If you have a testimony, you just want to tell us what God's doing in your life, please email us at mail@joemcgeeministries.com, or you can contact us through our website, joemcgeeministries.com. There you will find helpful articles and tools to help you grow in God, your marriage, and your family. We love you guys. We hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody. It's Joe McGee here. We're talking about lifestyles for the normal Christian. Just common sense, everyday things you really need to know before you leave home. Matter of fact, I've called this as sort of a subtitle. I said, by age 18, it would be ideal if you were able to. And then I list the things. And so we did this as parents years ago, and we realized, you know, we love our kids. We wanted a big family, but the goal is to get you out of the house. The goal is to get you ready to go. And so I need you to become an adult. I need you to become a tour and think like an adult and perform like an adult. And I don't want you living here when you're 40. You know, I want you eventually to get out. So these are things we thought you needed to know. Well, this was a big one because you know, in my home when I grew up, my mom was a great, great cook, did all the home cooking. I was a senior in high school before we ever ate out at a restaurant. We never ate out anywhere. Mom cooked. A big breakfast, great lunches, incredible dinners. I mean, Dad got off from work, dinner was always on the table. That's just what she did. Then my mom ran our high school cafeteria for 30 years. So food was a big thing. So she made sure as kids we knew how to cook our own breakfast. She didn't just wait on us hand and foot. She knew how to cook, but she taught us. Now, I know many parents, when they're in the kitchen, they don't want the kids out of the kitchen. Get out of here. I'm too busy cooking dinner. So kids grow up, get out of college, they can't even boil water because they've never been in the kitchen with their mother because moms don't like it when the kid makes a mess or makes a mistake, or they're going to make a mess. And they're going to make a mistake. That's how they learn. And so I call this cooking for yourself. You need to know how to cook before you leave home. So here's our list. Number one, be able to cook and not just open and pour a traditional breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Do you know how to cook for yourself? Can you cook breakfast? If mom and dad are gone for a week, can you cook for yourself? Are you going to be able to do that? Can you cook dinner besides just boiling some noodles? You know, do you know how to do this? So it's part of the training process. Number two, be able to follow a recipe without skipping the time-consuming parts. I know as a young, you know, man, I got married and I tried to learn how to cook. So my mom had done it all of her life, but she really I was a typical guy. I wanted to go outside and play. I didn't want to stay in the kitchen that much. So I realized something. I tried pulling shortcuts on recipes or adding something different other than what the recipe said. And I don't know how many times you cook something, man, this isn't any good. What did you do? What did you do to it? Well, I tried a shortcut. Don't ever do a shortcut when you're cooking. Know how to cook something. Number three, own a cooking dictionary. And I'm not joking. I'm very serious. Own a cooking dictionary so you don't inadvertently fry when you're supposed to saute or scald or sear or simmer. Know the words. Know what they mean, because otherwise the meal's not going to turn out too good. Number four, you've made a big pot of soup from scratch using your favorite ingredients and herbs. As kids, we got to do this. Many a Saturday. What's happened? Well, we're eating soup on Saturday. Mom's going to make a big thing of cornbread, but one of the kids, what are you doing today? Well, I'm cooking today, and I'm making soup. And so we always had our own favorite recipes, what we liked and didn't like. So you got to choose. And so we knew how to make soup. And, man, we could leave off that most of the time for two or three days. It was good. And so you like that. Number five, now this is going to sound funny, but this is really important. Know how to bake an apple pie from scratch, starting with fresh apples, not with a mix or a pre-made pie shell. Know how to make an actual pie shell. Know how to get the dough. Know how to make it rise. Know how to press it into the pan. I mean, you got to know how to do that. And there's no other way than just doing it. So know how to bake a pie. Man, make it real good. And you realize, ooh, that turned out good. That turned out great. I like this one. Number six, be able to cut, peel, and section all kinds of fruit when appropriate, so the results are both tasty and attractive. It shouldn't look like something happened and a tornado went through the kitchen and everything got butchered up. You know how to peel an apple. Know how to peel a potato. You know how to cut a grapefruit up, you know, and slice it really nice so you can eat with that spoon. Know how to do that. And that leads into the next thing, number seven. Know how to carve a turkey, a ham, or a roast without looking like, you know, jackals have visited the table. Know how to carve something. I mean, my first turkey I made when I got married, man, I overcooked it. You know, I didn't read the label right, and I forgot to pull the plastic stuff out of the middle. And so I think I know how to cook, you know. And my wife and I are both working, so I got the turkey. So we're inviting our parents over. I had left that turkey in the oven so long, I mean, it was almost dust. You couldn't eat anything on it. I mean, man, the skin cracked when you stuck a knife into it, and I overcooked it. So I realized something. You know, when you're cooking, you got to pay attention to the oven, how long, what the temperature is, how much the meat is. I mean, there are instructions that come with almost everything. So that was a great learning experience because the second Thanksgiving was much better than the first one. Because, boy, I butchered that one up. That did not go well at all. Be able to brew really good coffee or tea, for that matter, if you don't drink it yourself. Because most everybody's drinking coffee. And if you're coming to your house, you're going to have guests over, own a good coffee pot. Know how to make some good coffee. You know, get somebody to come over and show you and practice. Don't make something that people gag at, you know. Like, what's this? I said, well, that's coffee. Man, it's like tar water. What happened? And so know how to brew a good cup of coffee. It's going to come in handy for you. Number nine, be able to boil an egg so that the shell can be removed fewer than in a million pieces. And I love cooking shows. I love cooking books. I know how to, when to boil an egg. A piece of, how'd you get that shell off? See, well, when I finish boiling it, let it sit there. I'll put the egg in another pan, and I'll put in cold water. And so I let it sit in cold water for about 2 or 3 minutes, and that peeling would come off as slicker than the greased banana peel. You know, because if you don't do that, man, you're having to dig into it, and the egg gets all butchered up because you can't get it to peel off right. So there are certain lessons you can learn about how to cook good, even in boiling an egg. Number 10, be able to work with hot pots and pans without burning yourself. Know how to handle a grease fire in case the skillet catches on before the time. We've done that. We've been there where all of a sudden, man, the flames are flying up. Everybody's panicking. And usually the first thing they'll do, they'll try to get it to the sink. And so all of a sudden they'll turn that cold water on and it'll hit that hot frying pan. And that just expands it, man. I mean, stuff splatters everywhere. You're getting burns on your skin. You know, you're going to burn up the kitchen ceiling. Just know how to put out a fire. And so most of the time I always keep really big lids because my mom had cooked so much. I keep really big flat lids in the kitchen to hang up. There's a big thing that hangs from the ceiling. And so if you ever get a fire, I just put a lid on it. Don't put water in it. Just put a lid on it. Cut the oxygen off, and it'll go out. It really will. Get it off a hot eye or hot stove. Sit it somewhere else, and just make sure you keep plenty of good pot holders in the kitchen. Because everybody's always trying to find something to grab a handle with. Well, if you got nice pot holders, you don't have to worry about that. So keep pot holders available in the kitchen when you're doing that. Number 11, be able to pop corn. I mean, with any kind of popper. We were big popcorn eaters when we were young, kids were younger. We always had movie night on Friday night. Well, many times, sometimes around holidays, the kids would invite friends over. So we're going to have movie night on Friday night, and we're going to pop corn, and we're going to pop a lot of corn. So I've got all kinds of poppers. You know, I like the hot air popper, probably the best. I got a certain kind of popcorn that I like. It's my favorite flavor. And so you shouldn't pop two bags of popcorn, and they're burnt, and they're crusty, and you smell out the kitchen, and it doesn't taste right. Don't do that. We're trying to make a good memory, so know how to pop popcorn and do it right. Number 12, be able to open a twisted lid. Everybody's gone through this. Because now, when I grew up, we canned everything, because I grew up in the country. Canned tomatoes, canned green beans, you name it, we canned it. Well, every now and then you get a jar and it just wouldn't open. And you've seen it, people hard trying to twist it and putting it up close to their chest and whatever. And you can break a glass like that, man. That's a dangerous thing to do. So the greatest thing to do is just hot water. So turn the hot water on in the sink. Let it make sure you can feel it's getting good hot. And then just stick that jar under there and just turn it slowly and let the hot water run over that rim. And most of the time, it will let go. The other thing you can do is they make those great jar openers. You can just fasten underneath one of your cabinets and just stick that jar up there and just gently grab your two hands and twist it, and it'll come right off. So don't have a major thing where you got to run to the emergency room because you cut yourself trying to open a glass jar. Don't do that. So know how to do that. It'll make a difference. Number 13, know how to store perishable food items, including what to freeze, what not to freeze, for how long. Always keep a black magic marker and the kind of plastic bags you could write on. So if we've had a big meal and we're going to save some lasagna, and so if we're going to put it in the freezer, well, I want to be able to date it, number one. You know, we're going to, what date today, you know, after Thanksgiving. And so I know that when I go through the freezer in 6 months, how long's that been in there? 6 months? That's probably not good. You know, how long has it been in there? Well, about 2 weeks. Well, let's warm that up. That's probably still good to eat. So know how to label stuff when you're working with it. Number 14, know how to keep food either hot or cold enough for safety before and after cooking. There are certain things you can preserve because, you know, usually like Thanksgiving, family reunions, there were always those meals that you had to prepare early, but you had to keep them warm. And you can't just overheat it where it just goes completely bad. So know what needs to be cooked first, second, and third. If it needs to be kept heated, know and have a place to do that and know how to control the temperature. Or if it needs to be kept cool, make sure your refrigerator is cleaned out long before you do the Thanksgiving or the holiday meals so you've got extra room for those extra meals. And it'll make a whole lot of sense. Know how to discard leftovers and the health risk associated with understanding food. Some things you don't need to save. You just don't. That's real big. I like seafood. I like fish. But it doesn't keep well. So if we don't eat it at that table, I'm probably not keeping it. I don't trust it. Same thing about milk. There's certain things like that date is really important. You know, if you don't believe it, take a swig of it. Like, whoa, I don't think that milk's good. Probably isn't, you know. It's probably the date's expired. And so I'd always teach the kids, we go to shopping. Look at the milk. All the milk cartons are dated as to how much longer they're good. So use the ones right at the front where you can just grab it. If you read the date, those are the ones that are almost expired. If you'll reach for a gallon of milk at the back, that's the new gallon. That's because you got part of it is just learning how to shop and what you're looking for and how you're going to do it. So know how to do that. Have a planned week of menus for your family and have a complete grocery list. Now, we did this with our teenagers. We taught them how to, hey, you're going to cook for the whole week. You're going to, all three meals are your responsibility. You just want to have snacks and sandwiches, that'll be fine, but we need a list. What are we going to eat these next 7 days? What do we need to provide and fix those meals without having to run to the store 12 times a day? So we teach them how to put a meal together, which, well, you got to look at a recipe and what's involved in it, you know. And all of a sudden, we need some baking powder. We don't have any baking powder. Well, did you not read the menu? It needs baking powder, you know. And so, or baking soda. We've got to do those odd things and know what it is that it needs and where it's at and how you can get it. And then start a file, a recipe file. I tell everybody, I don't care if you don't cook, somebody somewhere in your family, you're going to eat something sometime. Man, can you give me that recipe? And they'll say yes. Well, if you don't have a place to put it when you get home, you're going to lose it. So I always kept a file box for my favorite recipes. For my aunts and uncles that knew how to cook, I said, man, I want that recipe for that fudge. I want that recipe for that stuff that you made that other day. Didn't even have a name. And we started collecting recipes. And so we still have our favorite ones every holiday season that's been handed down through the family. So have you a box where you keep recipes in it and what you're going to eat, what you're going to cook. Because everybody, listen, guys, everybody needs to eat. Everybody's going to eat. God designed every human to eat on a regular basis. Well, what are you going to eat? And who's going to cook it? And you got the stuff to put in it, and you keep all the basic ingredients. You know, if I open your kitchen cabinet, you got mostly jars of stuff been in there for 20 years that's not good, or do you have current stuff, you know, that's fresh? You know, whether it's the garlic or oregano, is that fresh? You know, and so know how to do that. So clean out your garage probably, you know, every few months, and clean out your kitchen cabinets. Don't keep stuff that's expired. You know, keep stuff that's good. You shouldn't have to grab the garlic salt and try to salt something and it won't come out because it's dehydrated and it's just all stuck together. So keep things moved through. So know how to cook for yourself. Know what you can save and not save. Know what kind of spices you're going to need on a regular basis and what are going to be special things that you don't want to be preparing the Thanksgiving meal on Thanksgiving Day and have to run to a store somewhere. Because, man, maybe they're closed or it's not open. Know ahead of time what you're going to need and what it's going to take to cook that. So it's best if you learn to cook for yourself early. Like I said, if by age 18 you'll be able to do this, cook a meal, buy the food, put it together. life's going to go a whole lot better. It really is. So, guys, we got a great book called 8 Things No Kids Should Leave Home Without that just covers common sense stuff about growing up, and it's one of my favorite books. And so if you get that book, that'll help you with a lot of stuff we're talking about here, you know, how to get dressed, how to prepare, how to go on a date, you know, how to apply for a job, how to fill out an application. It's just full of common sense stuff. So get that. It'll be a blessing to you. You can find that at joemcgeestore.com, and it'll be a blessing. Thank you for listening today, guys. Appreciate you. Tune in later. Hey, thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we are here to help you get there. Make sure and go to our website, joemcgeeministries.com. We've got all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.